Okay. We are now joined by tonight's winner of the Blue Cross NC250 at Charlotte Motor Speedway and driver of the number 88 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet, Connor Zilich. Connor, an astounding 10th victory of the season for you. Coming out of home track to you, what does this mean to you as you move on to the round of eight?
Yeah, it's awesome to be able to do this at a home track. And, you know, Junior Motorsports had a really successful day. So cool to be a part of that and cool to finally get my first win here at Charlotte.
Cool deal. We'll begin opening up questions. If you have questions, please turn your mic to you. We'll begin with Trenton, then we'll go to Shane, and then we'll go over to the side.
Trenton Warsham, frontstretch.com. Connor, all four JRM cars are in the round of eight now. That's half the field. I asked some of the other guys about this. How are you guys going to race together aggressive but not ruin someone's chances to make Phoenix to have a full JRM Final Four? I know it's a tough ask, but it's a realistic possibility that you guys could all four be in Phoenix as well.
Yeah, it's tough to balance that, but you know, I feel like all four of us have a good understanding and we all get along and you know, we know when to be nice and you know, like today, you know, for instance, we were trying to help the one and the eight do what they could to get in. You know, there wasn't much that, you know, I could really do to help them, but that was all of our goals coming in, was to get the two of them through. So glad that it worked out in that way. The eight had a really good day. Sammy's done a really good job growing as a road racer, and Carson's done a really good job as well this year. So it's really cool. And it's hard. Dale tells us all the time, you know, when you have four fast cars and they're at the front, there's going to be times where things happen. But, you know, we try to do our best to manage it. And I feel like if anything, I've been one of the, you know, culprits of a lot of bad things inside our building. So I've tried to become a lot better at treating those guys the right way. And, you know, I feel like I've gotten a little bit better at that.
Go ahead, Shane.
Shane Connick, Charlotte Observer. Congratulations, Connor. And to do it here at your home track, obviously, like we're talking about, but we talked back before the Coca-Cola 600 and just racing here at home, doing it for you, but to do it on the road course here, just how unique is that to get your 10th win here?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, the Roval is a track I've raced at once before a couple years ago, and it's just very unique racetrack. So, to get our 10th win here is awesome for me, everybody at Junior Motorsports, and it's extra special, you know, being that it's a home race.
Let's get a mic over here to Bob, and then we'll go back over this side.
Bob Hockrest, Fox Sports. 10 wins. Is that a great season no matter what happens in the next four races?
Yes. Yeah, I've told my entire group, you know, no matter what happens the next four races, you know, it isn't going to define our season. You know, does that mean I'm not going to try to win the championship? No. You know, it's just it's such a tough spot, you know. There's guys, not even going to go down that road, but you know, it's just the way it is, and you know, you have to accept that, and everybody's got the same rules, and everybody, you know, is in the same format. So you know, regardless of how our season goes from here, you know, I wouldn't say that this season hasn't been a success.
And I just feel like I need to check, like, no ripped driver suits, no
safe day, safe day. Believe it or not, yeah, no, we made it through victory lane without any chaos. So grateful. Yeah, make sure everything's okay. Thanks.
Go over here, right here on the side.
Daniel McCoy, Niner Times. What are you most looking forward to in your soon transition between Xfinity and Cup racing?
I think just being able to race against the best of the best is what I'm most excited for. You know, every kid dreams of racing at the highest level of whether it's, you know, F1 or IndyCar, or, you know, for me, you know, getting to race in the Cup Series, it's, you know, something I've dreamed of. So that's just what I'm most excited for, is to fulfill, you know, a lifelong dream of mine and be able to get the opportunity to go race on Sundays. You know, obviously I've got four races left this year to go make the most of, but I am very excited to be able to do that next year with Trackhouse, and the organization is doing a lot to try and make a change and grow and build and, you know, become one of those big names in the Cup Series.
All right, any other questions for Connor tonight? We'll do a follow-up with Trent over here in the middle.
Trenton from frontstretch.com once again. I was wondering during the race, with your your back injury, you know, earlier in the season with the turtles on this track. And we hear guys talking about how hard it is hitting those and coming down. How did that impact your back any tonight, or does it feel fine?
No, everything feels okay. The Xfinity cars are probably a little better than the Cup cars in that regard, but, you know, we land pretty soft and there's a lot of travel. So, you know, the Cup cars where, you know, the rear travel's a lot, you know, smaller and you're on the stops a little bit more. It's probably a little more aggressive, but, you know, I feel good inside the car, thankfully, after however many times I've hurt myself this year.
All right, Connor. Well, congrats on the win tonight. Good luck in Vegas next week.
Thanks, everybody.